At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, folks, it's already here. We are 1 week away from the NFL draft. 1 week away from draft night. That's right, I said it. And Rob and I will only be on the air next Thursday, just 1 hour, just the first hour of the show, 4 to 5 Pacific, 7 to 8 Eastern. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern, Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage just goes to another level. It'll be live from the Bellagio in Las Vegas. Jay Glazer, former Vikings GM Rick Spielman, former number two pick LeVar Arrington, and Rob Stone. What a lineup. These guys will have you covered throughout the first round of the draft, beginning at, again, 8 p.m. Eastern next Thursday with pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to all 32 first-round picks. And it's all taking place from the Bellagio in Las Vegas. The more you do, the better it gets with MGM Rewards. Dine, stay, play, earn on all of it. Visit MGMRewards.com for more details. Subject to earning and redemption limitations applicable to certain purchases and in certain states. All right.
Chris, I do have one question.
Yep.
The Thursday night for the draft.
Yeah.
When it's only an hour, Odd Couple, do we get paid for all 3 hours?
Yes.
Okay, I'm there. I'll be there.
I just said it on the air. I'm hoping I'm right, but yeah, yes. I believe so. Yes.
Rob G would know because if we weren't, he wouldn't show up. So if Rob G's coming,
I'm not going to show up either way.
You're not coming that day?
I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be doing Fox Sports Radio's tremendous NFL draft show live from Vegas.
Look at you. How'd you weasel your way into that?
Because I know Rob Parker and Chris Broussard.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. What a nice trip. How long are you going to be there, Rob G?
36 hours. Nothing crazy.
Really?
Yeah. It's a Rob Parker special.
Lamar? He's got a little baby.
I was texting him.
To.
I was like, hey, Lamar, I'm going to try to come see you if I can carve out some time.
He avoids you?
Not yet.
Didn't return your text.
He's texting me now, but we'll see you the day of if he suddenly can't find his phone.
Yeah, I'll be like, I can't help you. Hello, who is this, Rob G? Who?
All right, we got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia at the bottom of the hour. That is always fun, so keep it locked for that. But first,
I got cheated last time, but that's okay.
No, you cheated. You take the God out. You cheated. Period.
We're gonna win today, Rob.
Usual. Oh, right, really? Alex. Oh, it's like that, Alex?
What you mean?
All right.
I was gonna say that in his ear.
That's why I'm munching on this spaghetti and meat sauce.
That's not fair.
To spite you.
Really?
I know you want meat and lettuce.
I just want you to live, see?
Here we go. Rob, Draymond Green, who's got the great podcast on the Herd Network, the Volume or whatever. But he was talking about the voting because, of course, now we're hearing some of the votes are in and we're finding out who won all these regular season awards in the NBA. I'm sorry. And Draymond's taking issue with the voting process, which is roughly 100, I don't know if it's exactly 100, but it is roughly 100 media members vote for the different awards. I'm one of them, and we vote for Coach of the Year, Player of the Year, MVP, all that stuff. And Draymond doesn't like it. Here he is.
I think when you look at voting for all NBA, when you look at voting for Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved Player, MVP. Ultimately, these things are voted on by the media, which I think is absolutely disgusting because these are human beings that could have personal issues against guys because that does happen.
The most ridiculous thing I ever heard, typical uninformed, uneducated opinion of we have an axe to grind. When the commissioner gave players the right to vote, Chris, for the All-Star game and 125 wouldn't even vote for LeBron or Kevin Durant. And you're saying the media has an axe to grind or we're human beings, Chris, and we hold grudges? Stop. I will put up our record of media people, Chris, voting for these major awards any day over players who usually are uninformed about what other players are doing, who are usually have a bias against each other because they play. And I can pull out all the things you want to say and show you how and why the media should vote on these awards because we don't have a dog in the race. We don't. When Jackie Robinson won Rookie of the Year, Chris, he was the only black player in the league, and the BBWAA was 99% white. They had one black writer that year. 99% white. He won.
That is about the greatest example you can
have. Am I right? I mean, can we stop there?
There's no doubt, and I'm not disparaging anybody. There's no doubt some of those writers were racist.
And probably they were like, right? It was the first time a black player played, Chris.
Right.
He won Rookie of the Year. Chris, I've said it a million times. How many times did Barry Bonds win the MVP? 7.
Yep. And he was terrible to writers.
Yes.
Most writers.
If we wanted to punish him, Chris, could we have?
Absolutely.
He was the best player in the league. There was no way we couldn't vote for him. So when I hear this, this is just jock talk. This is just athletes in front of an open mic. Nobody to push back on them. Nobody to tell them that they're not right. No one's to ask them, give me your evidence. Give me your proof.
Yep.
Where do you have it? Where do you get this from, Draymond? I'll give you the other way. And you said it, Chris, the last time a MVP came off a team that didn't even make the playoffs. Players voted for him.
Thank you.
It wasn't media.
Rob, you everything you said is absolutely right. And to your point, I don't know, Rob G, was anybody on that podcast with Draymond? Or it was just him? But even if it had been another player or something, they would have just yucked it up. Draymond is so wrong, it's ludicrous. Now, first of all, let me get to this. Rob G, play the end of what he said. Play like the last two sentences or so of what Draymond said.
You're disgusting. Because these are human beings that could have personal issues against guys, because that does happen.
What are players?
They're Martians. They're Martians.
Right. I mean, what? Who you want voting, Draymond? A bunch of machines? Do you want the analytics crew to vote? Is that what you want? Because your numbers ain't very good. I mean, your defensive numbers, yeah. But people give you props because the eye test. They watch how valuable you are to your team. They watch you run the offense. Watch you defend. Your numbers aren't anything special. So if machines vote, if it's all analytics, you're not making anything. And the players are huge. I mean, come on. That don't even make sense. If whoever votes are going to be human beings, unless you just want to do numbers.
Right.
But you said it, Rob. A few years ago, they allowed players to start having a say in the All-Star team. Rob, in 2017, you threw out a number, but it wasn't quite
exact. It wasn't close. Give me the number. Okay.
It was close. In 2017, 128 players did not vote LeBron James.
What'd I say, 124 or 5? Yeah, I was close. Okay.
Yep. And then, Rob, here, this is even worse. 154 left Kevin Durant off their ballot. I mean, what? That's a third of the league. Didn't vote for what at that point was probably the two best players in the league. Are you kidding me? Rob, I wonder what the All-Star ballot would look like if players voted. If it was all players, I wonder what it would look like. Rob is right. The media aren't perfect. There's no question about
it. No one's saying that. Nope.
Right. But we are the most objective of all. Fans are going to clearly have biases. They're going to vote for some of their hometown players, the guys they like the most, their favorite players. Players, like Rob said, are going to have biases. Do I vote for some teammates? My boy that I grew up with, played AAU ball with, college ball with,
whatever. He from my state, he from my city, all that.
And I know players watch film when they are about to play an opponent. But they're not watching every night. They're playing. We're watching.
That's our job. It's our job, Chris. And it's not their job to watch.
Right.
And I always bring up the Shaq when he's talking to Lenny Wilkins on an Olympic team or something, Chris. And he says, hey, coach, you know a lot about basketball. Did you ever play? Lenny Wilkins was one of the top 50 players of all time. He's the coach of one of the Olympic teams, and Shaq doesn't even know he played in the league.
Absolutely.
Stop.
Nah, this is, and like you said it, Rob, somebody had to push back. And I get
Where's
it, he
the
was
push
so low
back?
On that. He was so low, but come on. It just makes absolutely no sense. And again, I'll defend the media, Rob. And he went on to talk more about how there's no criteria for MVP and that's ridiculous and all that. And I don't know. I mean, Rob, you could give criteria. You really could. The league could give you a list of five or six things to kind of judge by. But then again, I don't think that'd be horrible. But I don't think this is horrible either, Rob, because you have a big enough group of people voting that there's going to be probably, what, five predominant perspectives, right? Some are going to say the best player in the league, period. Some are going to say maybe the best player on the team with the best record. Some are going to go by analytics. Some are going to go by a group of other, you know, kind of a gumbo of other criteria that they come up with, which I do. And so I just think, though, this makes it interesting. and it makes a great conversation. And that's what the league likes, right? They like it when people are talking about it. Even if they're disagreeing, even if they're being critical, they like it when people talk about their awards. And I think that may be why they don't give a criteria, right? There's baseball, dude, even whether it's Hall of Fame,
no, they just have their stats. You have to look at criteria. And I want one other thing, Chris, just to clarify, because I think people sometimes, I hear all the time, take the awards away from the writers. You can't do it in baseball, because guess what? The BBWAA started the awards, Chris. They started them, and baseball adopted them because they liked that the writers, you know what I mean, were involved. But those are our awards.
Yep.
Baseball adopted them from the BBWAA.
Look, writers, that's a great point, and reporters are an integral part of the game. They really are. I mean, they're great.
Historians.
Have different ways of getting, you know, the info now with social media, and you can see highlights. But writers, for the most part, are the ones bringing you the information about the players. And look, TV, that's all media too. TV is the one, they're all putting it on for you. They're commentating on it. The shows you watch during the day, they're giving their opinions or breaking the news. It is an integral part of the game. And Rob, like you said, for the most part, media members are unbiased. And the track record just proves it. It's just, there's no other way around it. And like you said, we can go back to when players used to vote. Players did used to vote. And Kareem won it without making the playoffs. Bill Walton made it with playing only 58 games 1 year, 58 out of 82. Like, I mean, when the players voted, it was kind of some strange stuff happening with the awards.
And that's why I was taken away from them, Chris.
Right. Right. And it has been more of a steady kind of, you know, criteria once they started letting the writers vote.
And it's not perfect.
No.
It's not perfect. Nothing's perfect where humans are involved. But to just like totally whitewash the writers and say we don't know what we're doing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or we got an axe to grind. I find that to say it's disgusting. The voting is disgusting.
That word is disgusting. Way over the top. Even if you disagree, and like you said, Rob, what writer again? Name a writer, and there's probably one here or there. But name a writer that's got a bias.
Right? Really?
Real talk.
They got a bias against Giannis. I mean, what is it? I mean, just because they don't vote for you, right? And he showed himself.
And he got in. He got widely criticized
by everybody, and deservedly so, Chris, because he didn't do what a writer's supposed to do, which is watch the season first and then make a
and be objective. Yep, and be objective. All right. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you agree with Draymond? Should players vote on the postseason awards, or should it remain as it is with the media? Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card?
but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right. Perfect little theme song today. Welcome back for one of these breaks. We're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Is Draymond right? Should media vote on these awards, or should the players vote? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Sharif in Reno. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sharif?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing great.
Good, man. How are you?
I'm all right. I've always thought that they should take it away from the media, but then who do you give it to? And I was like, maybe you give it to some of the older players, like the old,
no,
back in the day.
I mean,
they don't even follow the league.
Right. They're watching even – the media follows the sport. It's our job.
It's their job to follow and know who's playing well.
Who do you give it to if you take it away from the media? Because my only problem with the media is the narrative thing. I don't think narrative really has anything to do with
– Okay, tell me the last – tell me – okay, tell, keep me moving. Tell me the last MVP in, say, to any league, really, but that one based on narrative. Is Jokic going to win based on narrative? Jokic is probably going to win. What's the narrative?
What's the narrative?
Analytic
to him?
Numbers? There's no narrative there. Last year, the narrative was LeBron. Did he win? No.
No.
Wait, who's won based on narrative?
I mean, you're right, but that's I've heard media people saying that's the thing that they use and they base it on. Like,
I haven't heard.
Nah,
Who said that? Yeah, people throw that out there. Oh, it's a narrative. And then give me, again, like Robin has said, we'll push back. Give us some examples.
Yes, if you could give us one and say, hey, this or that, and that's why I always bring up the Barry Bonds, because that's one, Chris,
I'm an avid Bulls fan. I think LeBron should have won the year Derrick Rose won it. But he won based off narrative.
No, it wasn't narrative. Here's why Derrick Rose won. because he was on a team where he was the only star,
yep.
And they had a better record than LeBron playing with Wade and Bosh.
No doubt.
How about that? That's it?
All right.
That's why he won.
Okay.
Yep.
And I believe I voted for Rose that year.
Yep. And that's why he won, Chris. There's no doubt about it. LeBron had two stars.
Right. He did more with less. I mean, come on.
All right, Robert, in Georgia, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Man, how you been? Where you been, Robert?
Nah, I've been listening every night, man. I've just been working, man. So I just
appreciate you.
Hey, keep grinding, baby. That's right.
We appreciate you.
I've been working. But you know I got to disagree with y'all, too, man. I know y'all writers, and I got to stick up for the writers. But first I wanted to say, I don't know if y'all brought him up or not, because I don't know the guy's name. But the guy that said about that Aaron Rodgers thing.
Yeah, we brought him up.
Herb Arkin.
He's the outlier, Chris. He's the outlier. Yep.
And writers criticized him when it came out.
He was roundly criticized by the media.
So I don't think that he was saying that the writers shouldn't have a role. Me personally, what I would think, what he was trying to say and what I think would work is, yes, writers should have a say, but not 100%. It should be players and coaches as well, too, like they do in the All-Star game. I wouldn't include fans, but I would say players and coaches should have a mix, maybe 33% each way, so it can kind of be more fair and not less biased.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think about 100 and some odd, 128, 154 players not voting for LeBron and Kevin Durant?
What do you call that?
No,
is that what you want?
No, that's why I say it shouldn't be 100% of anybody. If it's 33%,
but if that's going to be the way indicative of how some players vote, they shouldn't have a vote.
How could they not vote for LeBron for an exhibition game? It's an All-Star game. How in the world? How could anybody turn in a ballot without LeBron's name on it? Anybody? Right.
This is serious. One thing Draymond was saying is this is serious because he was like, look, you know, Rob, you know this, for contracts, if a guy makes like all NBA, he can get more money. And this is important. So you don't want to leave it in the hands of players that are making a joke of it.
Right.
And or fans who are just going to vote for their favorites.
And here's the other thing, Chris. Sometimes, you know, it's attached financially with a payout if you win. And then they hear that so-and-so gets $3 million bonus if he gets the MVP. Do you see what I'm saying? You get your friend. Vote for me, man. I get $3 million.
Exactly. No doubt.
It can alter the vote. That's
players
why you can't
will be
do
talking.
It.
Players will be talking. There's no
Dallas problem. In Alabama. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dallas?
How y'all doing?
What's up, great. Man?
On the last caller, he just stole my thunder or whatnot. But I know what you guys are going to say.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I feel like maybe 60% of the media, 30 players and like 10 or whatever else, like fans or whatnot. But I only say that because it'll make it feel more special whenever your peers, you know, are voting for you. And I know you guys are going to say, hey, well, what about when they did this, you know, Kevin Durant?
No,
but what about it, though? I mean, this ain't just haphazard.
If I was LeBron and I saw that 128 of the 400 players in the league didn't vote for me, I wouldn't have respect for those people.
Rob, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Let's say if they had a vote for you guys, which y'all do for a living, right?
We do.
I know. I'm just saying, but it was up to us as fans, the people that watch it, y'all shows every day.
You vote with the ratings, right?
But what if your peers had a vote, but some of them are going to not vote for you guys because of they just don't like y'all. And that wouldn't be fair. Well, but it's going to be hate either way it goes.
But that's what we're talking about with the players.
Right.
Right.
So if you want, you'd want an objective group to
somebody
vote that has
not,
no horse in the race.
Exactly. That's where the media comes in. We're not getting a bonus for voting for somebody.
Right.
We're not friendly on that level with people voting for our friends who happen to play in the league. We're not part of the team.
Even when we were beat writers, Rob covered the Knicks, I covered the Knicks. We weren't a part of the Knicks organization. That's where, Rob, you notice, even a lot of players and coaches don't fully understand that.
Right. We don't.
Why are you ripping us? You're with us every day.
Right. You're on our plane. You're having dinner with us in the lounge. You know what I mean? No. I work for the New York Times or I work for the Daily News. I don't work for the Knicks.
Exactly, exactly. All right, Tyshir's Tower of Trivia is next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, it's time for Tyshir's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Teichert's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Teichert's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, and just a heads up, guys, he's going to get another segment this summer that's going to be even better.
What are you talking about? No, on what show?
On this show.
What?
The numbers
you know,
keep
Alex
going
has
up.
Designs. Yeah. Alex is really ambitious.
I am, actually.
Sneaky ambitious.
Another.
And so is Rob G.
Yeah.
Of course.
Before you know it, they'll be doing the lead segment, Rob.
I know. It's going to be. This is a coup happening before our eyes.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, there's a reason why the numbers keep going up. I'll just say that.
Saying. All right, you guys know how this segment works. That is the voice of the star of the segment, none other than DJ Alex Teichert. You guys got one-word clues to help Alex, who does not watch sports.
That's right, Chris.
Get to the top of Teichert's Tower of Trivia.
Oh, I obey the rules.
Flip the coin during the update. Chris Broussard gets question number one. All of these questions are related to teams that are playing in tonight's NBA playoff action. Okay, so here we go. Question number one. The Dallas Mavericks won their franchise's only NBA championship back in 2011 when they upset LeBron and the Miami blank.
Hot?
Heat?
That is
there
correct.
There it is.
That's a terrible clue.
How is that terrible?
I was going to say cold, but that didn't sound right.
Right. Hot is cold.
The Miami cold.
What would you have said, Rob?
I would have said microwave.
Heat.
That's not bad.
I don't know about that. Would microwave? I don't think
probably
that
not.
Done.
But still, that was better than cold.
See,
cold and hot. You and cold.
You, I got the answer right, and you didn't.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
Question number two.
Guy,
over
Rob.
To Rob Parker. Timberwolves big man Karl Anthony Towns is
bias.
Arguably the best shooting big man in NBA history, depending on who you ask.
Wow.
But. Wow. Most people, they don't call him Karl Anthony Towns. They call him by his nickname. That nickname is blank.
I had a word that I wanted to use,
one
but
word,
I want to keep
Rob.
My job. But I want to keep my job.
Yeah. Please, Rob.
I'm not doing
please.
That one, Chris.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, no, you would have done that years ago on
I
The Man. Or
in Detroit,
Parker, the
a Parker and the Man, I would have absolutely done that.
Who would have thought that show's still not going on? Huh?
I know, right? All right, here we go. Anyway.
Okay.
Dog.
I don't think it's right, but it popped in my head.
You're killing me.
Cat?
That's correct.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
Was you killing me? You killing me sounded like an extra.
No.
Seriously. I mean, because
he
Alex
didn't change
was going
it.
One way.
Alex, you didn't
Alex
change it.
Alex was
no.
going
no, he did
somewhere
not.
Else.
No, I actually thought cat when he said dog, but I was like, that doesn't sound right, but I
no,
still
no,
went
no,
with
definitely.
It.
No, definitely.
The
right.
cheating. Rob G, you got to get this
level
under control.
Rob G,
three.
Do I have self-control now at 58 years old? I had a better clue.
Rob Parker.
Sorry, we got to go quickly. All right, D'Angelo Russell, please. For the Timberwolves too, drafted second overall by the Lakers back in the day, but he was traded after he went public on social media that his teammate was cheating on pop star Iggy Azalea.
What?
That teammate was none other than Blank Young.
All right.
His last name's Young? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
His last name Young, so you're going
okay.
for the first
oh, yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saint?
Nick.
That is correct.
There it is!
Nice.
That's a clue,
okay.
Rob Parker.
I like that.
Yeah. Right.
That's way better
this
than hot.
Over. Get the bongo
number four. Speaking of nicknames,
come on,
you mentioned
Rob.
Cat. Steph Curry plays later tonight. He's got a pretty decent nickname himself.
He's
in
okay.
fact, it even got name dropped in a Drake song. Rob
really?
Parker. That nickname is
No Big Shot Curry.
Blank oh. Curry. That is also one of the nicknames.
Oh.
Blank Curry is what we're looking for.
Rob knows what I'm talking about. No Big Shot Curry, right?
Now this is
Rob,
his name. Wait
one
a minute.
Word.
Okay.
What is this?
No, Rob, keep going.
What is this?
Rob, keep
you
going.
You don't get to set the context.
That was good, Rob.
I
want to
make
it.
Sure that this is his
no.
name.
No,
thank
one
you.
Word.
Let me
no.
know. I'm ready, Rob.
You
tell
know
me.
The rules. We've been doing this for 2 years.
All right,
come
it's
on.
One word. I want to make
okay.
sure I got it
one
right.
One word.
Okay,
yeah, it's
here we
one
go.
Word.
So what was
it's
it, Rob G? You said something blank?
Blank Curry.
Okay.
Okay. Boy RD.
Chef.
That is
yeah!
correct.
I like that.
I think
that.
That's three words.
I
no,
like that.
Rob G
even
word.
Said
it's
like
it's word?
Boy
it's
RD.
Word.
It's
go,
one
Rob.
Word. That's
one
what
word.
I wanted to
Let's
make
go.
Sure. Chef Boy RD.
Down under.
The last name.
Unbelievable.
Perfect
the
game.
The bylaws,
going
yet
five.
Again, the bylaws have to be changed.
Rob G, you looked it up. Trivia. That's his last name,
it
Chef
is his
Boy
last
RD.
Name.
Is it?
Level number five. By the way, Memphis and Timberwolves tied up 83 right now.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
They were down like. Big in the
they
second
were just
half.
Down like 15.
Yep, level 5.
They were down 20 at one point.
Back
Memphis.
To Chris.
Wow.
The breakout star this season, at least in the postseason for the Warriors, played his college ball at Michigan.
Oh, gosh.
Probably knows Chris's daughter. That young man's name is Jordan Blank.
Okay.
What's with all these names, Rob G?
They got cool names.
Give me, like, how much do you get when you shoot behind the three line?
Here we go. Here
we
go.
You move beyond that level.
You don't have to say that. He knows we're playing the game. You don't have to say all that. All
right.
Splash.
Terrible clue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Splash. What was, give me the last part, Rob G, again.
Jordan Blank, breakout star of the Warriors.
Splash?
Splash.
What are you
Think about it. Splash.
What are you trying to say?
Rob G.
Remember, Alex, water.
Right. No, come on, let's go.
What is the splash, Alex?
Give me the something blank.
Rob G, where's the buzzer?
Alex, Jordan this is blank. A taste of your come own on. Medicine, Rob. What happens? Where do you make a splash at?
Wait, come on.
Okay, hold on.
Let's go.
Is it park?
No.
Park. All right, here we go.
You said,
where
do I make a splash at?
Here we go, Alex. You
theme
ready?
Park, yes.
Swimming.
Pool.
That is correct. Yeah.
I like that.
We have a
that was so easy, Chris.
That was
How'd
good.
You blow that?
That was good.
Back to Rob. Rob, if you get this one, it is over.
Let's go, Rob.
Get Rob's.
We coming
Daddy
back,
music
Rob.
Ready.
We coming back.
Level number six. Yeah. Rob, before the franchise moved to Utah, the Jazz actually got its start in the city of blank.
Oh, my God.
Come on. You ready, Alex?
I'll do my best.
He's ready.
All right,
I'll do my best, Rob.
Louisiana. Read the question, Rob G.
Please, read it again.
The Jazz didn't start in Utah. They got their start in the city of blank.
Okay, I'm sorry, Rob. I'm very bad with geography and city. Is it Ohio?
Incorrect.
Sorry.
That's a state.
Is it? I preferred
it.
I'm sorry.
The insulting tone of that.
I'm trying to help you, Rob.
Alex.
It was.
Wait.
Bad.
Gosh.
I see how it is.
So he's not great in geography, Rob. Is that a crime?
I didn't.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Got to go quickly.
I'm
running
sorry,
out of
I'm
time.
Trying.
All right.
Back to Chris.
Guide me. Give me something it'll just click in my brain.
All right, here we go.
Come on, C.
Gumbo.
New Orleans?
Yeah,
that is correct.
Boy.
Is it?
I'm rallying.
Is it?
What's the score? Is it
it's tied
up?
We got to go really fast. Lightning round. Over to Chris Broussard. First one to get it wins. Nikola Jokic, reigning NBA MVP. Got a cool nickname himself. Folks just call him the blank.
Joke?
No.
Wow.
No, that doesn't
I
no.
think I know this.
Go for it.
Say it.
Is it Joker?
That is correct.
Yeah! No, that doesn't work.
That's
you can't say
the
that.
Whole medicine,
no,
Rob.
It ain't.
Yeah, you did. Get the bongos, baby.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good.
I lost on the city of Ohio.
So
you said it's a gumbo.
Oh, it feels so good to win.
There's
Tyson's
only one
Tower
city in Louisiana. When
Rob,
somebody says
talk.
Louisiana,
Rob, let the bongos.
You gotta say New Orleans.
Take the listeners out to break. The bongos, Rob. The bongos. Odd Couple, keep it locked.
I was wrong.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. We have the Odd Couple wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday, as we always do, with this song, Cheers. And with prices soaring at the pump, and boy, are they soaring, Discover Card has your back with cash back. Here's how it works. You can use the Discover Card, and every time you use it, you get 5% cash back at gas stations and Target. That works from now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. My goodness, what are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. And Rob, an absolute barn burner in Minnesota and Memphis, has taken the lead and taken control. They're up 93-88 now. Still 4 minutes left, so
But you know, still, that's an amazing turnaround.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible. And you got to give those young boys credit. And maybe the youth of tennis of Minnesota has something to do with them giving it up.
35 to 1. What is it? 35 to 1?
Was it a 35 to 1 run,
Chris?
35 to 1?
31 to 5.
And Anthony Edwards just threw up a horrible shot.
Wow.
31 to 5 run.
Yeah.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, but and Rob in Dallas, the Mavericks are up on the Jazz by 13.
What, they're up by 13? Yeah.
I tell you what, obviously they're not better without Luka. But part of me is starting to wonder, in this matchup, like, they're so quick, and the Jazz aren't, that's their problem. They're not very athletic, and they can't stay in front of the Dallas penetrators.
Mm-hmm.
And Dallas is playing faster in the half court than they do with Luka. And I'm just wondering if that's playing to their favor in this series. Obviously, they need Luka, but, you know,
they're playing a different style of game because he's not that player, right?
Yep. He's going to play slower, more deliberate, set everything up. And now they're just kind of going with different ball handlers. So it's interesting, but we'll see. But you thought this was a bad regular season, and so far you're not impressed with the playoffs either, huh?
No, just from the standpoint of the injuries. Like, there have been some good games, Chris, but, man, I want to see Milwaukee whole. I want to see the Suns whole. Do you know, like, I just – too many players. Like, I've never seen anything like it. I don't want to overstate my case. But I've been covering the NBA for a long time, since 1987, 88, you know, in there. And I just don't remember. There have been injuries along the way, Chris, but not this many. We just had a regular season filled with injuries, and we can't get Devin Booker and some of these guys to just play 2 months, you know, and have a run. And I'm not blaming him, but I mean, right, in general, right. You know what I mean? Just – it's every time somebody comes down, you're like, are they going to be out for 2 months? You know, like, it's not like, well, he just kind of turned his ankle, he'll be fine. No, it's always like an injury.
Yeah, look, Rob, the more we talk to people about this, doctors we've had on the show, Old and Polynes just said it. I do believe that the players are not building up the tolerance for their bodies to take what they put it through. I really do. I think that's the only explanation, Rob, because everything else is better. We've talked about it, the training, the diet, the weight lifting, the travel,
everything,
the equipment, everything. And yet their bodies can't take much because I don't think they've built up the tolerance. I really don't. And because they're not like practicing as hard as they used to, and they don't play as much. And then you get into high-level intensity games like this in the playoffs, and your body breaks down because it's not used to it. So that's my little 2 cents on the matter. All right, signing off. TV theme song Thursday. See you tomorrow. Peace!
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.